Welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please hit the subscribe button and share with your friends and family. In this episode, I want to discuss a topic that is very relevant at this time of the year. And that is this: how do you spend a year-end bonus you may be getting? Or even how do you spend your tax return? I've been doing financial services for many years, and many people look at a tax return as an opportunity to go buy something or a bonus to go buy something new. I want to give you some different ideas about how to make your bonuses and your tax returns make money for you. Many people see a bonus or a tax return as a windfall, or maybe a better term to use is unexpected money. But before you get your bonus and beginning planning how to spend that extra cash, there's some very important facts you need to be aware of. The first, and most likely the most important issue, is you need to realize Uncle Sam's going to put his hand in your bonus. He's going to be tapping you on the shoulder and taking that money out first. This means you need to understand the taxation of a bonus. A bonus is taxed differently than receiving a tax return. Bonuses are great, and we all love them. And I want to give you an example of getting a bonus. So let's look at this. Let's say your boss comes to you and he says, "Joe, you've had a wonderful year. You've done great work. And this year, we're going to give you a $1,000 bonus at the end of the year just to celebrate how good of a job you've done." So you may be thinking, "What a great deal. I'm going to get an extra $1,000. But you need to understand that you will be taxed. And that tax rate is taxed as supplemental income at 22% up front. So your $1,000 bonus actually will get a $220 hit first, and then you'll be getting $780, not the $1,000 you thought. Now here's the flip side of that. If your effective tax rate is, say, 24%, you may have to write a check to the government at the end of the year when you do your taxes for that extra 2%. Or if your effective tax rates may be 20% or lower, you may get a little bit of refund. Either way, you need to realize you'll be taxed up front on your bonus. Now, the IRS does classify a bonus as supplemental income, and supplemental income is taxed as net ordinary income. But they go ahead and take out that money up front. So what are some other examples of fringe benefits that are taxable as supplemental income? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Here are a few items. Excessive mileage reimbursements are taxable as supplemental income. Clothing that a company provides that is suitable for streetwear. Awards and prizes, unless nominal, or if the value is given to charity. These are things we just need to be aware of. But here's some good news. Not everything is a fringe benefit, and not everything is taxed up front. So just check with the IRS or check with your tax professional to know what fringe benefits may or may not be taxed. Just check with them. We're not giving you tax advice here. I do want to talk about a tax return, though. And here's something that's very, very interesting. So many people think of their tax return as just extra money that has come in. That is not true. Your tax return is money you earned that you loaned to the government interest-free for a year. And here's the thing. If you don't pay enough in, they will charge you interest for using your money while you didn't pay them. So one of the things we need to understand is, how do I handle my tax return even though I think it's extra money? I want to give you some ideas. Here are some top ways to spend your bonus or tax return, according to Chris Carsota, senior contributor at Forbes magazine in December 17 of 2020. Number one thing you can do is add the money to your company retirement plan. Boy, that sounds like fun. These limits on these accounts are very high, and you can actually put up to $20,500 into your 401k as of 2022. And you can lower your taxes at the end of the year. Once again, make sure you talk to your tax professional, but you can actually now put money into your retirement that now can grow and help you in your retirement. Second thing you can do is fund your traditional IRA. Thirdly, you can fund your Roth IRA to the limits that you can contribute to, and then start taking the money out tax-free from your Roth after 59 and a half years old. You can also put money in a health savings plan if your company uses one. And these plans have a triple tax advantage. Number one, the money goes in pre-tax. Number two, the money grows tax deferred. And number three, the money distributes tax free for qualified health care issues. These are four ways that you can now take and increase your retirement planning while lowering your taxes. Now, a little bit more about what we can do with our money is you can actually reduce your debt. Consider start paying off debt with your tax returns or your bonuses. Here's something very, very interesting. Found this in Forbes magazine. Americans at the end of the third quarter of 2022 held $925 billion in credit card debt. Think about that, $925 billion in debt. Now, most people would think, you know what, if I get a return or I get a bonus, I'm going to invest my money. But does it make sense to chase a 7 or 8% yield while paying a credit card with an average interest rate of 20.4%? Reducing your debt is key to long-term financial success. The idea of paying off debt can look differently with different people. Maybe you have paid off your credit card debts, but now you're going to work on paying off your mortgage ahead of time, which we all know if we pay that down, we can actually save thousands of dollars in interest because mortgages are charged interest daily. And so if you can lower that amount on a daily basis, your interest that you're paying can go down. But I have a term I use called effective interest rate. A lot of people will tell me, well, I have a 3.5%, 4%, even maybe a 5% loan on my home. Did you know that it's not until year 24 and 25 of that 30-year loan that you're actually paying a 4 or 5% interest rate? What do you mean? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Interest on mortgages are front-loaded. So your payment may be $1,000. $400 of that's going to principal. $600 of that's going to interest. Your effective interest rate is now 60% on that mortgage. Did you actually know that the term mortgage means death writ? Mort is Latin for death. So most people enter into a mortgage for the rest of their life. And that's by design. You can also build your emergency savings by putting your tax return in there or putting a bonus in there. The idea is to make sure that you're using your bonuses and your tax returns in a way that you can grow your money. You can also fund a life insurance policy. There are a lot of different ways to fund policies and a lot of different ways to make them work in your behalf, but you can take some of that money that you weren't expecting and now you can fund something that you can leverage small dollars for large tax-free dollars. Now, also understand that you want to have fun. We understand the idea that as people, we don't want to always just be in the no fun mode, but we want to be able to do it wisely and with the idea of having prudence. So this is what I would suggest. You take a third of your money to pay down debt, a third of your money to put into savings, and then a third of your money to fund your fun day or your vacation. It's your money. Learn to enjoy it. Imagine the potential you can have when you begin to manage the windfalls or unexpected money in a wise way that ensures financial success. Thank you for joining me for the Imagine the Potential podcast. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professionals prior to making a decision.